content, waited for spring and fall, to his silver bells ringing, in wintertime bringing, the happiest season of all. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folk dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Thank you. bluebird culture.
Now, see, Christmas time, of course, Christmas, you know, is a time when all the family should be together, isn't it? Everyone should be together at Christmas. I'm sure you'll be probably getting your families in, or you'll be going to visit your families. And it's a time when people should be together. But unfortunately, sometimes at Christmas, some people can't be together. And that's because sometimes it's, in fact, their own fault. And that's people who are in prison. It's true, and it can't be very good in prison at the best of times, but I heard a true story the other day about three guys who were in prison. There was an English guy, a Scots guy, and an Irish guy. So you know this is a true story. And they were discussing what Christmas would be like in prison. And the English guy said, "I don't care if I'm in here for Christmas," he said, "because I've got this." And out of his pocket, he produced a holly leaf. And he said, "This holly leaf, it reminds me of my estate down in Sussex." It was in for fraud. "My estate down in Sussex." He said, "When I think of this, I don't care what." He said, "This reminds me of Christmas." And the Scots fella went down into his sock and he pulled out this tiny little bottle of a little dram of whiskey. He said, "I've got this." He said, "This reminds me," he said, "of the hills in Scotland." He said, "One time I've got this," he said, "this reminds me of Christmas." And the Irish fella dipped into his pocket and he pulled out a pair of knickers. He said, "Oh," he said, "these remind me of Christmas." And I said, "How do they remind you of Christmas?" He said, "They're carols." Carols, isn't it? And there are loads and loads of carols about. We're going to sing for you what we think is the ultimate carol, the fabulous "O Holy Night." Oh, holy night. Well, it's almost come to that time, of course, where now your kids start handing you the list, don't they, for their Christmas present. Well, they won't get it from Santa. And you know, my kids are kind of past that now. Well, the youngest isn't really. She's sort of still, you know, she hedges her bets, you know. She thinks, I'm going to write a list just in case, you know. So she gives me a list, and we come to an agreement this year. She gives me her list. I show her my bank statement, and we compromise. But this next lady you're going to see now, when she comes up, I defy anybody to refuse her anything on her Christmas list.
Like a star.
out of New York. That's giving you a little bit of a taste for Christmas. And still only 32 days to go. So 32 days and a little bit less now. So that's a little.